So, just finding yourself in a comfortable position now. And I'd like you to close your eyes down and have them remain lightly and comfortably closed as you breathe in and out, just allowing your energy to settle. As you feel your energy starting to sink down from conscious awareness to that powerful part of the mind, the greater part of your power that lies below the surface of consciousness, as you breathe in and out, breathing in calm, breathing out anything toxic, filling yourself with calm, releasing any negativity that has been left as a residue from any recent conversation or interaction. Breathing in and out, letting your attention drift down into your body. Drift down into your mind. And as you become more aware of your body, as you shift your focus deeper down, allow anything that comes to mind to just drift away. Perhaps you're listening now with a certain relationship in mind. Perhaps you're feeling any pain, hurt, or anger. And just know that we'll go through the process of letting go and healing any emotional wound, that it can only get better from now on. So just trusting and breathing in and breathing out, and becoming aware of your full body, your full mind, your full soul potential. Shifting your awareness from whatever has happened today, yesterday, or even further back, and returning to this present moment. Because dealing with whatever is coming up now is the best way forward, is the best way to heal the past. And as I count you down from 3 to 1, just feel that your mind is relaxing more and more. Just trusting and believing in your potential for positive change. And 3, breathing in and out, filling up with relaxation. 2, filling up with self-love, self-belief, with every breath and affirmation. And 1, letting go of any residue from anything toxic. Feeling the ties that bind you to these old habits start to loosen as you breathe in only positive, breathing out any negative. As you breathe in and out, fill up with the idea that you want positive change, that you know there is positive potential inside of you to become more than you are today, to achieve something not yet reached. But as you breathe in and out, ask yourself, how can someone know more about your potential. Knowing that the subconscious mind is 80% or more, how can someone on the outside, who cannot see or feel, other than the few minutes or hours you spent together? And as you breathe in and out, letting that powerful part of the mind open up, I'd like you to imagine that you're at the top of some stairs, and slowly walking down these stairs and into a room. And with each step down in your own time, feel yourself sinking deeper down into your own mind, going into new territory, going into your deeper, untapped potential. As you walk down, feeling every footstep taking you deeper down, as you feel every footstep relax even more, you go down to the bottom of the stairs and you see a living room, a comfortable sofa. And as you sit down on this sofa, you can relax and let out a deep sigh. You reach for the remote and you turn on the television. And you start to watch whatever is on. And you just play with the remote. I want you to imagine any scene at all, any movie, any program, and look at the screen right in front of you, filling your mind's eye with the screen. See the actors acting out the scene. Maybe there are two people in the scene. And then with one hand on your remote, press pause at any time. Pause that image in front of you. Frozen in time. Make sure everything is frozen in this picture. That the actors are completely still. No words, no movements, not a single hair moves. And press play again. See them move and talk. Watch the scene carry on. And now start flicking through different channels. Looking for something else. Looking for something else that needs to be resolved. Healed. And as you flick through the channels, you go through any unresolved or painful emotion. And as I say these words, just notice. If any person comes to mind, any recent conversations, trust what you feel, and trust that anything toxic will soon be transformed into positive. So, let go. Let go and breathe into this process. As you flick through the channels and sink deeper into your mind, notice any part of you that feels stuck, angry, frustrated, hurt, fearful, anxious, depressed, worried, lonely, trapped. And if any of these resonate, notice and trust where your mind goes. In particular, pay attention to anything that makes you feel trapped, stuck. Is there anything in your life that seems to play over and over? Any cyclical conversation? Any repeated pattern of action, words, and emotions that never seem to end? And once your mind picks up what's important, put it on that screen. Watch it from a distance. And see yourself as one of the actors on screen. And the other person is on the other side. And hear the words play out. Watch your own reactions. Feel the energy that comes up within you. Perhaps you even notice your body change. And your breathing change. And play it through to the end. Just breathing in and out. And I want you to return to this scene. And play it out again. The last time that you left feeling toxic, feeling negative. And as you start to play it out again, see the other person. Hear the words being spoken, both yours and the other. And now, just as the emotion starts to come up, freeze that image. Press pause. Feel your finger on that button and stop. Freeze it. Every hair, every breath, all the talking stops. And just go back to breathing. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and breathing out. And I want you to slowly rewind the scene. Still frozen, just moving the time scale back, frame by frame, just before you respond. And now I want you to imagine, to see, and hear that you respond differently this time, not as a reaction, but as an action that keeps your power. You can imagine yourself walking away. You can imagine telling the other person, "This is the last time you'll have this conversation." You can imagine cutting the ties. Any reaction that is compassionate, non-violent, and retains your power will work for you. And thinking of that response, instead reacting a response that you choose, that keeps your power, that is compassionate and non-violent to both. Feel it flood into your mind. Your feelings, your body, and slowly press play and hear all the words you wish to say. Feel the change in energy, how you're not leaning into them and absorbing their energy, how much you're keeping your own power for yourself, how much steadier your energy feels. Allow yourself to speak up in these moments of silence. And now, walking away. And press pause. Stop the action. And rewind once again. This time we'll replay it a little bit faster, being clear on your chosen response. Something non-violent, something that retains your power. Go back to the scene where you start to respond. And press pause at that moment. Rehearse the words in your mind and fill yourself up with that feeling of retaining your power. Cut any other energy ties if that resonates for you, as you're no longer bound in this toxic relationship. And whenever you're ready, you press play. You hear your words and watch your response. Feel the energy and power you retain instead of giving it away. Retaining all of your power, all of your freedom. And then walking away. As you walk away, accept all of your emotions. All emotions are valid, and it's okay. And as you see yourself walking away, there may be other emotions coming up. As it's not only how we react in the moment, but also how we play out our beliefs after the fact that keeps us trapped in toxic relationships. And notice. Notice if there's any guilt. And if there is guilt, remind yourself that you do no harm to yourself or others. And you deserve to live a life for yourself. Not just to meet others' expectations. If there is doubt, keep walking. Keep moving forward, because with every step forward, you will eradicate doubt. If there is frustration that you did not do this sooner, replace frustration with celebration that you've taken the first step, that you have started positive change. If there is any feeling of loneliness, fill this up with self-acceptance. If there's fear, address the fear of the unknown by making it known. If there is any concern of rejection, remember that you are worthy of acceptance by those who have good intention. And that you do accept yourself. If there is any anxiety about what lies ahead, accept that this is okay. And fill up now with what you do want, with all the positive goals, with the highest self that you can be, so that this outweighs any doubts. And see yourself on that TV now, just walking ahead. Whatever you've been holding back, doubting, or hesitating to do, see yourself starting this first task. And this is just the start. This is the start of a journey. And others may judge, others may voice disapproval. They may be so quick to tell you that you will fail, that you cannot live without them. But as you breathe right now, you can live. You are alive. You are the strongest force in your life's outcome. In life, people will always try to impose expectations, and you will disappoint some people, and you may well surprise others. But above all, do what is right for you, to make the most of your life, to reach your highest potential. And as you breathe in and out, dig deep, really deep down, and ask yourself, what is success to you? What does success mean to you? What is it that you want to do that you have not done before, that you have not dared to dream? As you breathe in your greater potential, breathing out fear and doubt and worry, you breathe in only positive energy. You breathe out any toxic words or emotions from anyone else. And as the TV screen goes black, your head can roll back onto a cushion as you relax, feeling free that you've cut the ties with that other person. And imagine now that you're being bathed in a soft white light that surrounds you completely. And as I say each emotion, you can say the word to yourself, or maybe just feel it somewhere in your mind or your body. And you can imagine it being pulled out and neutralized by this warm white light. As guilt goes, in its place filling up with knowledge that you are acting with respect for yourself. Shame gone, filling up instead with the power of your own voice. Worry gone, filling up with faith that your future is more powerful, has greater potential now. Fear of disapproval gone, filling up with self-approval of your integrity and authenticity. Unworthiness gone, knowing that you will meet like-minded people who value you. Loneliness gone, knowing that you do belong and that you are supported through this process. And as you feel this light fill you up completely, you may actually see or feel the wounds outside or inside starting to heal and repair, starting at your head and going down to your toes as your forehead relaxes, just letting go of worry, knowing things will be fine, letting go of jaw tension as you find your voice, as your neck just relaxes, as tension releases, you can feel air flow freely, allowing yourself to live and breathe fully, your shoulders sinking back, letting go of any defensive posture or fear. Your hands and arms relax as tension melts, as you can move to take action once again. Your chest opening wide up as you start to consciously and subconsciously choose people who respect your heart. Perhaps only now realizing how much you were defending yourself against the verbal and emotional wounds you carried from past toxic relationships. And further down to your stomach, feeling relaxed, allowing digestion to ease again. All the way down your back, each vertebra clicking back into place, back pain dissolving, as you're no longer supporting yourself and others. You free yourself of any negative or draining burden and allow my voice to help you through this process. And down your legs, down to your feet, feeling any joint aches in knees or ankles just free themselves up. Feeling the soles cushioned as you're free to walk anywhere you choose. Free to exit any negative, dysfunctional relationship. Free to walk towards the life you do want. To the person you know you can be. To the goals you know that you can achieve. As you are in control. As you are no longer wasting energy or allowing yourself to feel drained. You are keeping your power only for positive things, positive thoughts, positive actions, and as you fill up and up, filling up to the brim with self-love, or love from the universe, or both, you can feel deep down that no negative intent towards others would ever come from a place so full of self-love. That the other person's negative acts come from their own negative and toxic energy. And if there is any last sense of guilt or sense of responsibility, let it go. It is not your job to heal others. The most important thing you can do in this lifetime is heal yourself. Because in healing yourself, you are helping others. As you know that we are all connected. By refusing to be an outlet for this person's toxic emotions, you are raising your vibration and you are helping them. Your responsibility in this lifetime is to heal yourself. So as a collective, we all heal. We're all connected. As you breathe in and out, take a few moments to strengthen any part of your body, resolving any physical or emotional, conscious or subconscious pain, and filling up with light, filling up with self-acceptance. And if there's any last temptation to go back to the person and explain what they need to do, what they need to change, realize the more time you spend on trying to control what you cannot control takes away from what you have for your own healing. Always focus on what you can control. And however far along you are on your healing journey to become your higher self, remember that at any time, others may judge, may voice disapproval, may be so quick to tell you that you will fail. But remember to keep your power for yourself. To remind yourself that you are the strongest force in your life's outcome. Remembering the deepest potential of your subconscious mind is below the surface. Remembering that your light will always eliminate darkness. And in a moment now, I'm going to count you out from 1 to 5. So take a few moments to breathe in a little more light. And 1, breathing deeply, feeling like you've done some great work, and that you can return to this any time to continue the process. 2, breaking any last time that kept you stuck in toxic or dysfunctional relationships, claiming your power back now. 3, feeling energized and ready to take action, to embrace the future ahead with courage coming up a little bit higher and remembering that the first acceptance you want is self-acceptance. And 4, coming all the way back up, breathing deeply, feeling freedom of thinking, freedom of choices, freedom of what lies ahead in your life, that you're free to choose who you let into your life, freedom to explore your full life potential, and 5, open your eyes. Welcome back.